Bobcat sightings are up in southern Wisconsin. Used to be that bobcats were presumed to be more common in northern parts of the state, but they're being sighted a lot more often in the south lately. WPR's Eau Claire reporter Rich Kramer joins us now to tell us more about that shift. Rich, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
So as someone who's lived in southern Wisconsin for most of her life, the bobcat isn't an animal that I usually look for when I'm out hiking. Can you describe them for us?
Sure. They're about twice the size of a house cat, weighing in around 20 pounds, orange, tannish fur with black stripes on the face, spots on the body, stubby, bobbed tail, hence the bobcat terminology, and large ears. Also, a lot of people notice the pointed tufts of fur off the top of the ears. They like to eat, you know, small mammals, rabbits. They'll go after deer if they're young or sick, porcupines, squirrels, woodchucks, you name it, mice. And their range, turns out, it's much wider than what the DNR was really used to or expecting.
Right. I mean, we normally think of bobcats in northern Wisconsin. It sounds like a lot more people are seeing them in southern Wisconsin now. How do we know that?
Well, I did an interview with Nathan Roberts. He's a fur bearer research scientist. His job is strictly doing the hardcore research on small mammals. And he says that the DNR has been getting a lot more calls about bobcat sightings from people in southern Wisconsin. And in the last couple of years, there has been enough of a response from the citizens that the DNR has approved actual bobcat hunting and trapping. They started with 50 animals in the 2013-2014 winter, and then the next year after that, they went to 100 animals. So they're just getting more reports. It's all verbal reports. There haven't been any hardcore studies of the population down there yet, though.
And in terms of, you know, northern Wisconsin, it's more sparsely populated. There's a lot more in terms of forests and natural areas than in the south. So what do bobcats prefer? Do we know where they tend to be found?
Well, that's what's really interesting. Nathan told me that one of the biggest surprises, the DNR has been studying for 2 years now. They've been doing bobcat population research study in northern Wisconsin. And they typically assumed that the bobcats kind of hung out in really dense forested areas and wetlands, places that are kind of hard to get to for humans. But their population study, they've found that bobcats live in towns. They'll go from bird feeder to bird feeder in people's backyards, picking off birds. They live along row crops, you know, farm fields, places that they never would have expected. Basically, they've told me that bobcats are everywhere.
Now, what you're saying kind of reminds me a little bit about what we hear about coyotes, that they've moved into the urban areas, they're getting acclimated, and sometimes they'll poach, you know, a dog from somebody's backyard. Should we be having kind of similar concerns, at least about pet safety, when it comes to bobcats?
We didn't really go there when I was talking with the DNR, but there haven't been any warnings to people, you know, about safeguarding their pets. I mean, bobcats are still hard to see. They're pretty elusive animals, but I guess they're among us. They're living among us.
Are they more active at night?
Yeah, when they move, most often it's late. It's the twilight period, so early morning and late evening. Also in the winter, that's when they do most of their hunting during the day, so that's when folks are more likely to spot them.
Now, you mentioned that the population has rebounded enough to the point where there is now a hunting season on bobcats. Do we have a kind of a rough estimate about how many bobcats might live in Wisconsin?
Not really, and I want to clarify the hunting season. There's two different zones. So north of Highway 64, we're talking about northern Wisconsin, there's a quota, I think it's at 300 bobcats right now, and that's where they're doing this really interesting population research study. In southern Wisconsin, they just started at a very low number, you know, 50, and then they went to 100 animals. They're going to reassess in May whether or not to increase that, but there haven't been any actual studies to date, well, in the recent years, I should say, in southern Wisconsin. So they're not really sure of the total population in the state. They're getting a better handle of it on it up north.
We're talking with Rich Kramer right now. He's WPR's Eau Claire reporter. We're talking about news that bobcat sightings are becoming increasingly common in southern Wisconsin. And, Rich, looking at why the bobcats might be returning in greater numbers to the southern part of the state, what do we know?
Not much. The study is just looking at, you know, they're basically collaring bobcats in northern Wisconsin, putting GPS tracking collars on, which makes it a lot easier for the DNR to do this. They told me that prior to this, they had to do the old radio collar, you know, with the antenna, and you're standing on the back of a truck pointing the antenna. It costs a lot of money to track bobcats that way. Now GPS technology has gotten so small that you can put a collar on it, kind of set it and forget it, let the cat do its thing, and it automatically reports its position. So they don't really know why the bobcats disappeared from southern Wisconsin, or at least they thought they disappeared. One of the suggestions was perhaps, you know, it's just a lot of people, a lot more people down there. Also, back prior to 1970, there was a lot of, you know, logging going on. There was a lot of farming, and farmers saw these animals as a big threat to their livestock. So there was no hunting regulations. There was no restrictions on killing these things. So the other thought is that the bobcats might have been over-hunted or over just killed beyond sustainable levels. But in the last few years, it seems to be they're coming back. And like I said, there was no hunting for 20 years. There was no hunting allowed of bobcats in southern Wisconsin until, I believe it was actually 2014, 2015, that winter.
And Rich, what are the big questions? And it sounds like there's a lot of them, but what are the big ones that scientists, the DNR, are trying to answer about the bobcat population in Wisconsin?
Well, with the Northern study, they want to know, they want to get a better handle on how many are out there. They want to get a better handle on their the age, the range, the how they interact with people, how they interact with other bobcats. That's another thing that they found that was really surprising. Bobcats, at least females, don't seem to care about their territories overlapping. You know, a lot of other animals are fiercely territorial. Bobcats don't seem to mind. Even males don't seem to mind all that much. So at this point, they're just trying to get a handle on the population level so they can set a responsible and a good number for harvesting, for hunting and trapping.
And do people have to be wary if they encounter a bobcat in the woods, or are they just so elusive that it's you're just lucky if you see one?
You're lucky if you see one, and it's probably going to take off once you see it. I was looking on YouTube, and I found a couple videos, and it's really, people are very startled if they find one. One video was very funny. The bobcat was actually, like, under the snow, and they were walking. All of a sudden, this thing leaps out of the snow and takes off. they're not interested at all in people. They just want to stay away. They want to, I mean, think of some house cats. They get spooked when a stranger comes in. So
right.
I guess that kind of mindset transfers between different animals.
Different cat species there. Yeah.
Right.
Well, so it sounds like the DNR is still looking to get a handle on the numbers and answer some of these basic questions. So if people want to help, should they be reporting bobcat sightings?
Definitely. The DNR, they appreciate it when people call those in. I mean, that's how they started noticing. Or between, I think, the last few years, that's when they've started getting the calls from folks in southern Wisconsin. They've also, the DNR is working with trappers, so they really want to hear from trappers, especially up north, because that's how they're finding these animals to collar. The new traps, I guess, the DNR told me that they've got foothold traps, so a bobcat will get caught in it when they're trying to trap, say, something like a coyote or maybe a mink or whatever. The bobcat gets caught in there, so then the trapper calls the DNR. DNR rushes out with a GPS collar, and that is how they're able to collar these animals. They told me that in the past, when they had to do all this themselves, they were lucky if they got 8 animals for a study in a year. Now, this last year, they collared 29. Hmm. So they're able to get much more data, much more cheaply, And they don't even have to follow them around with a radio tracker collar.
And Rich, you're kind of in the Northwoods. My husband and I argue about whether Eau Claire is considered northern Wisconsin or not, but have you seen a bobcat?
I have not. No, I have not seen a bobcat. I haven't seen a cougar either. I've seen coyotes. Don't think I've ever seen a wolf. And I'm from Superior, so I will say when people call Eau Claire northern Wisconsin, I kind of scoff. But no, they're... I have not.
No.
I would love to see one, though. I actually worked with a fellow who was a trapper, and he had a lynx that he had trapped and mounted, and it was a beautiful animal. And lynx are very similar to bobcats, too, but not personally.
Well, Rich, good luck with your bobcat spotting, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
That was WPR's Eau Claire reporter, Rich Kramer. He joined us to talk about the news that bobcat sightings are up in southern Wisconsin.